by Yossi Coleman.
Okay, good morning. So the title of the shiur, as on the stated on the poster, is Order at the Seder. If anyone thought that we're going to speak about how to keep the children occupied and behaving, that's not what we're speaking about. So if you go now, won't be insulted. What we are going to speak about, we're going to go through the Hakdomah of the Malbim to his Hakadosh Al Pesach. So I don't think in the older editions of the Malbim actually has this Hakdomah, but in the more recent ones they've printed it, they have included it. And so the last few years, I bought this Haggadah a few years ago, and every year I've been through this Hakdomah. And the last year I mentioned to Menachem David, it would be nice to share the Hakdomah of the Malbim with others, and not want to forget such an offer. He phoned me up a few weeks ago and he said, "Nut, when we on?" So here we are. Okay, so the Malbim, if I don't give it over properly and I don't give it over in a way which you also share the excitement, then you're welcome to go and look it up yourself. It's only a failing in the way I've given it over. But the Malbim himself is very geschmack, and it's worth seeing. Okay, so he begins his Hakdomah with a moshel. He says, if you'd like to understand how a machine works, any machine, you'd like to understand how it works, so let's say in our language, talk about a car, you want to understand how a car works. So he says you'd have to dismantle it carefully, and you take each section of the car. You'd want to ask yourself questions like, why is this part of the car next to that part of the car? Why did the manufacturer put this thing over here, put that thing over there? He says, by understanding how things are connected to each other, he says that is the way to understand Chochmah, to understand how things work. He says, so too when it comes to the anatomy of a person, if a doctor wants to understand how the body works, so part of the chokhmah, part of understanding how the body works, is how the relationship between the different halakim of the guf and why they were placed exactly where they were. So he says, the Malbim says that just like when it comes to physical items, when it comes to a machine, when it comes to the human anatomy or animals, whatever it is, you want to understand how it works, then you have to understand the relationship between the different chalokim, the different parts of it. He says, so too when it comes to chokhmah, any type of wisdom, you open up a science book, and he says, lahavdil, of course, he says, when it comes to something which Chazal have written, he says, of course, understanding the order that was written and why one chapter follows another, why one paragraph follows another, he says, that will help you understand, it'll help you understand the whole thing. And to quote his Loshon, he says, yediyas ha-seida, understanding the order of something, hi ha-mafteach liftoach sha'orim n'ulim. That's the key to open up the locked gates. And he says again, Al-Kein Yom Ra'amoshlim, the Moshlim say, Haseida hi chatzi ha-malocha, understanding the order of something is half the work. The Havonas Haseida, and understanding the order of something, hi Havonas Inyan, it helps to understand something, Kuloi Oirubui, that helps to bring to a total or at least a partial understanding, just knowing why things are connected to each other, why things are put in a particular order. So with this introduction, the Malbim turns his attention towards the Haggadah. He says, of course, any medrash, anything which Chazal have written, it's of course important to understand the way it was written. He says, of course, the Hakadosh Al Pesach has got a special place in the hearts and minds of Kal Yisrael. He says, because firstly, it's a chayva. We have a chiyuv every year on year, to go through the Hakadosh, to say it over to our children. So he says, the Hakadosh Al Pesach obviously has a special place amongst the Svarim of Chazal, and therefore, obviously, we should pay extra careful attention to the Hakadosh, why it was written the way it was. So what is the central theme, asked the Malbim, that runs through the Haggadah? What connects all the different parts to each other? So he says, the truth is, he says, even if we wouldn't have any questions, there would be nothing shver in the Haggadah. Let's say we would read through the Haggadah, and one piece would follow the other, and it would all be geschmack. He says, we would still have to ask why. We would still have to ask, if Chazal put things in a particular order, we would still have to question, why did they do it in this way, even if we wouldn't have anything shver. He says, but the truth is, there are things which are shver in the Haggadah. There are things which, when you go through the Haggadah, probably some of the questions that we're going to go through, the Malbim actually asked 14 questions. He said everybody is really troubled by some of these questions. You read one paragraph, then you come to the next one, sort of you're a bit bothered why one thing should follow the other. Maybe you see a pshat, somebody says a little vort, why it should be connected. Move on to the next thing, why is that following that? So he says, the truth is there are many kashas on the Haggadah, why things are in a particular order. So he says, "V'imrobo k'mayrobo apirushim." There are many, many pirushim on the Haggadah Shel Pesach. He says, till we could say asara kabim pirushim yordu la'ilam. He paraphrases Chazal. He says, if 10 measurements of explanations came down to the world, he says, "Tisha locha Haggadah Shel Pesach." There were 9 kav of pirushim which are devoted to the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Ve'echal lochal ha'Torah kula, and 1 kav is for the rest of the Torah. He says, this question, but tzedek noemi, we could rightfully say, ki she'elas ha'seda, the question of why the Haggadah was written in the order that it was written in, b'mkoyma imedes v'lo nifteroid. This question still stands, and nobody has yet explained it. So he says, v'boruch ha'choyne l'adam das, he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, ki chanein Hashem gave me a present. He says, I've noticed and I've picked up, chaneini lahargish, I've understood, b'seda ha'Haggadah dover nifla, an unbelievable thing. He says, the Gedolim, who are very, very great, haven't, besides for myself, haven't chapped onto this theme which runs through the Haggadah. He says, even though they're much greater than myself, he says, Ulam Zachelik Odom Mikhail, this was a special present from Hashem that I was given, that I should be able to understand the order of the Haggadah, why it was written in that particular way. So as we said, the Malbim goes through 14 questions. They're not all on the Seder Haggadah, some of them are in Pshat. But some of them are questions on the order, why one paragraph follows the other. Like we said, these are questions which probably everybody, as you go through that God, then these things niggle, these things bother. So he says, first of all, when we start the Haggadah Shel Pesach, Sahalach Ma'anyo, that doesn't bother us, why that's at the beginning of the Haggadah. Because that's the invitation, Kol Dich Ben Yesu V'Yechel. It makes sense that that should be at the beginning of the Haggadah. We move on to the Manishtano. He says, that also doesn't bother us, why that should be at the beginning of the Haggadah. Because he says, questions, he says, that's what feeds into the answers. The questions belong at the beginning. He says, that gives the context for the answers that are going to follow. So it makes sense. He says, Malit Shuvah, he says, what's the point of having an answer? Imein Sheilo, if there's no question. Or Imalit Sheilo, Achrei Shekvar Ne'emar Shuvah, what would be the point of giving the answers and only then asking the questions? So it makes sense, like we've said, Halach Ma'anyo makes sense, it should be at the beginning. Manishtana makes sense, that's the next thing. We ask the questions because we want it to feed into the answers that are God. So he says, what we do want to focus on is from the next chelik, from the chelik of Avodim Hayinu until Goal Yisrael, which is the end of the Haggadah. So from Avodim Hayinu to Goal Yisrael, he says, we want to focus, we want to understand what's the connection, why does each part follow each other. So he says, starting from the beginning, we say Avodim Hayinu, which it looks like that's the beginning of the answer, we've asked the questions, and now we start saying Avodim Hayinu. This is now going to tell us the answer, why we're celebrating, why we've got the Sifri Yetzias Mitzrayim. He says, the problem is, 8 paragraphs later, we go back. We say, Arami Oved Avi, Mitzori, we say, Mitzchil Oved Avi, Zorah Hoya Avi Seinu, which refers to Terach. So chronologically, really, we should have started off with Terach. We should have started off with Mitzchil Oved Avi, Zorah Hoya Avi Seinu. And then after that, talk about Avodah Mayinu L'Parah B'Mitzrayim. That's the way it would make sense in the order of history. That's the way it should be. Not only that, he says, it would flow better as well. Because the end of the paragraph, Mitchila, it finishes off with Yaakov Avonov Yordu Mitzrayim. So it would flow very nicely after you've mentioned Yaakov Avonov Yordu Mitzrayim, they went down to Mitzrayim. It would flow very nicely to then carry on Avodim Ayinu Lefarib Mitzrayim. So chronologically, it doesn't work the way we have it. And secondly, it would have been, in our understanding, it would have been better the other way around. Additionally, he says, this is all part of the first question. Additionally, the Mishnah says, Maschil the Gnus. We start off with the Gnus of Klal Yisrael, we start off with the negative, and then we move on to the Shvach, we move on to how Klal Yisrael graduated, went from their low point to their high point. So the Gemara asks, my Maschil the Gnus, what does it mean that we start off with Gnus? And the answer is, Machloikas Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Mitchil Oiv Avid Zara. That's the Maschil the Gnus, we start from Mitchila. And Shmuel says, we start with Avodah Meyinu Lefarib Mitzrayim. So we're seeing that the machlokes is, which gnus are we to focus on as the starting point for the Haggadah? So accordingly, if that's the way we understand it, there's a machlokes about how to start, which gnus to say. So really, we don't have a question on Rav and Shmuel about the order of the Haggadah at this point, because Rav and Shmuel, it seems like, they didn't actually say both paragraphs. Either they held you should start off with Mitchila, or you should start with Avodah Mayinu, but you don't say both. If you don't say both, then there's no question, why is it in the wrong order? So why do we say both? And the answer is that the Rishonim say we should say both. So our question really only starts on the Rishonim. They who say that we should say both what Rav says and what Shmuel says, they say we should follow both opinions. So the question is, why did they set up in this order, which is the wrong way around? We also need to understand, he says, what does it mean that we follow both opinions? If they ask, if the machlokes was, how do we start? And there's a machlokes, how we start. So how did the Rishonim say we start? We go according to both opinions. You're not going according to both opinions. Whichever one you start with, which in our case is Avodah Mayinu, it means that we're not starting with Mitchila. So even if we say Mitchila, but Lachayra, we're not actually following both opinions because we're not actually starting. Obviously, we can't start with both. The second question he asks, according to Rav, who says that we start from Mitchila Ovda Avodah Zarah, which in our Haggadah is the ninth paragraph of the Haggadah Shel Pesach. So he asks, what did Rav do with all those paragraphs that come before it? Did he skip them out completely? Did he say them but at a different point of the Haggadah? It's not clear. So it's hard to say that he missed out all of those paragraphs of the Haggadah. And the other way around as well. Shmuel says, Avodah Mayinu, did he taka miss out Mitchila Ovda Avodah Zarah? Did he miss out that paragraph which Rav says that we should start with? Question 3. Why do we say Avodah Mayinu at all at this point of our Godah? The story of the Golus Mitzrayim, which includes the fact that we were Avodah, we went into Cheiros, we're going to speak about later on at length in the Haggadah. We're going to go through the Psukim, we're going to go through the Parsha of Bikurim, and we're going to talk about the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim from beginning to end. So why do we have this beginning, this short story, or this short part of the story at the beginning of the Haggadah of Avodah Mayinu? Sounds like we're starting to answer the questions of the Manishtano, but then we go off point. We go off talking about something else. Afilu kolon chachamim, yochel merish chodesh. When should we say the Haggadah? We talk about the Arba Bonim. So we go off the point. We started with a story, which anyway we're going to speak about later, and then we go off the point to start speaking about other things as well. The following part as well, we save Ilu Lehoitza Kodesh Baruch Hasavisenu Mitzrayim. Had Hashem not taken us out, Hare Onu Vanenu, of Nei Vanenu Mishabad Ma'ino Lefari B'Mitzrayim, we would still be there. He says this is also going to be mentioned later on. Later on, we're going to say Chay Vodim Liris Hasatzma Kirhu Yotzum Mitzrayim. This is also something which is repeated later. So both the first Chelik Avodim Ma'ino and the following bit, Ilu Lehoitza Kodesh Baruch Hu, is something which is going to be said later. So why do we mention it at this point? The only chiddush that we do have here starts from Vafilu Kolonu Chachamim. We would still be mechuyev to say that God. This is something which it says here, which it doesn't say anywhere else in our God. The fourth question he says, Vafilu Kolonu Chachamim. We would still have to say that God. Obvious question, why? If we know the story, and there's nobody here who doesn't know it, so why should we have to say the story of that God again? I know it's right, let's say if I'm by myself, there's still a chiyuv to say over the story of Sibyl Yetzias Mitzrayim. The question is why? Next question, it says, V'afilu kolonu chachomim, and even if we were chachomim, which in the text, it doesn't really follow. We just said that even if we were still meshubad, we would still be there. Hariyanu v'neinu meshubad, v'neinu l'far b'tzayim, Hashem not taking us out, we would still be there. And even if we were chachomim, and if we were nevoinim, we would still have to say the tzivoy yetzias Mitzrayim. How does one follow the other? If there would be a tzivoy, if the Haggadah would have told us, you have to say the Haggadah, and even if you're chachomim, you still need to, so then that would make sense. But there's no tzivoy beforehand. It just says that we're mechuyev, that we would still be there. And then it tells us, and even if you were chachomim, you would still have to say the Haggadah. So what's the end? Question 6. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that there's a mitzvah to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every night. So the question which everybody asks is, so what's the chiluk between the chiyuv of every single night and the chiyuv of Leil Pesach? So he says, you might say that on Seder night there's a chiyuv to be moisif, chalamar belesaper. He says, it's hard to say that the Seder night, the difference is only in the Tesefis. The Ikka mitzvah is really the same every single night, including Leila Seder. Just Seder night we do a little bit more, or a lot more. It's hard to say that the only chiluk is in the Tesefis. It sounds like there should be much more of a fundamental difference between Leila Seder and the rest of Pesach. Sorry? The rest of the year, the rest of the year. Okay, question 7. Why does the Baal Haggadah place the paragraph Yochel Merish Chodesh between the four sons, between the Arba Abonim and Mitchila Ovda Avodah Zarah? It looks like it's out of place, Yochel Merish Chodesh. It's a drosh about when we should say the Haggadah, when we should start from, what does that have to do with what comes before the Arba Abonim and then Mitchila Ovda Avodah Zarah? Question 8, we have Ram Gamlil. So again, the placement of this paragraph, it would have been better if we would have had Haggadah for everybody to look inside, but just to understand the placement of it, Rabbi Gamliel Oyomer, it's very interesting where it's put. It's put after Kama Malus Toivos, and before Bechol Dovodoy Chayv Adam Liris Hasatzmoy. So what's the connection of Rabbi Gamliel, and those are the paragraph which comes before the paragraph which comes after it? He says, if anything, we would have placed it, had it been up to us, we would have put it after the paragraph Yochum Rosh Chodesh, which ends with the words, B'shal Shematzo Moro Menochim Lefonecho. Ah, you've mentioned the Matzo Moro, so now it would make sense to follow on with Ram Gamliel Oyema, Kol Shalem HaShleish Dvar Meluk, who talks about Matzo Moro. It would follow on from the Yochum Rosh Chodesh with the end of the Yochum Rosh Chodesh paragraph. But where it is, it doesn't seem to follow on from before, and it doesn't connect with that which comes after it. And the ninth question he asks, what is the Makor of Rabbi Gamliel? Where does he get it from, that Kol Shlei Amash Shlei Shadvarim Eilu BaPesach LeYosdei Chivosei? He doesn't bring a Makor for this halacha that you have to say these things. Why is the paragraph B'chol Dovodoy after Rabbi Gamliel Lo'ema? What's the connection between the two paragraphs? He says, then there's a question which is similar to what he asked before. He says, which a lot of the Mepharshim ask, including the Rashbam. The Rashbam leaves it Shveh. He says, and that is B'chol Dovodoy Chayv Adam Liris Hasatzmoy Kulo Yotzei Mimitzrayim is a paragraph which Be'emes we've already mentioned this before in Avodim Ayinu. We've already mentioned that Harionu V'Aneinu M'Shabodim Ayinu, we would have been there had we not been taken out. He says, and if you're going to say that here the Baal HaGadah adds by bringing a proof, because here he brings a pasuk for this that we're Chayv Adam Liris Hasatzmoy, Osa Hashem Li, the Baal HaGadah says, Hashem did this to me. He says, so fine, so the Baal HaGadah could have brought this earlier. Bring the B'chol Dovodoy at the beginning of the HaGadah, bring the pasuk, say what you want, just bring it at the beginning. It shouldn't need to be repeated. And why is Halel left to the end of the HaGadah? He says there must be a good reason for that. And the last question he asks is, why is the HaGadah called HaGadah? We see in the pasuk it says, Leman tesaper ba'ozni vincho, a loshon of sippur. He says, Chazal also use continuously, you always use this loshon of sippur, mitzvah aleinu lesaper, v'hoyu mesaprim kolosa alaylo. They use this expression of sippur. So why do we call it HaGadah? Okay. So the Malbim, to answer all these questions, he says that the Emes and the Haggadah, you've got the overall, an overarching theme which runs through all the different halakim of the Haggadah. So he says that he's going to answer with this, with the answer that he's about to give. But then again, within each chalik of the Haggadah, we're going to see that the Haggadah, he divides the Haggadah into six sections. And in each section of the Haggadah, Be'emes, there's a seder to each chalik of the Haggadah as well. Which that, he says, I'm going to leave for my pirush on the Haggadah itself. He's going to go, when he goes through the Haggadah, he asks individual questions on each chelik of the Haggadah, in which he gives an answer for each part. And but now he's going to give the answer which connects the whole Haggadah together. So we go back to the moshel of the car, right? So you have each, the overall understanding of why each part of the car is placed exactly where it is. If you'd want to delve further, you'd want to understand why within each chelik, you'd want to understand the nuts and bolts of each part of the car. That would be an extra level of understanding. So here's the answer. It says, the foundation of the Haggadah is one pasuk. The Baal Haggadah based the whole Haggadah Shal Pesach on one pasuk in the Torah. Ve'gadot ha'levincha ba'yoy mahu le'moy ba'avru ze'o osa Hashem li b'tzeisi m'mitzroyim. So if we divide this pasuk into six parts, part one, Bayoim Hahu, part two, Leimoir is part three, Ba'avur Zeh, part four, Osa Hashem Li, Hashem did to me, is part five, Betzesi Mimitzrayim is part six. He says the Yesod of the Haggadah Shel Pesach is, because it's based on this pasuk, he says you see that the whole Chiyuv is a Chiyuv of Igadot Levincha. The yisoid of the chiyuv is not that you should remember the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The yisoid of the chiyuv is to hand it over, to pass it on. We're going to see why this is so important to the way he explains the Haggadah. So he says, but because the basis of the Haggadah is this pasuk, he says this will explain why the Haggadah is written in this particular order. So let's start with the beginning. Ve'gadot levincha. The first chiluk of the pasuk is ve'gadot levincha, which he says is the first eight paragraphs of the Haggadah, starting from Avodah Mayinu till the end of the paragraph of the Ein Yudei Elisha. He says this first chilek is just to instill in us the understanding, the chiyuv of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So he says, the Malbim says that many of the Mefarshim, he says, they understand that Avodim Avinu is the start of the story. We've asked the four questions. Avodim Avinu says, in fact, the minhag in many homes is that the father says, now we're going to answer. Now the answer to the question. Avodim Avinu Lepari B'Mitzrayim. So this is an alter minhag, but he says it's incorrect. He says, because B'Emes, this is not the beginning of the story. We're not saying the story yet. He says, the first chiluk of the Haggadah is only to establish the chiyuv of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leila Pesach. He says the first 12 words of Avodim Ayinu, he says that led people to believe the signaling, the style of these words led people to believe that this is a story, this is the beginning of the story. He says, but Bamis, this is not the case. He says the Baal HaGadah wanted to lay down the Svara, why should we say the HaGadah tonight? What are we doing here tonight? So Avodim Ayinu Lefari B'Mitzrayim. He starts off, we were Avodim Tahapari Mitzrayim, and because of that, we've got a chiyuv to remember it. Had Hashem not taken us out from there, we would still be meshubad there. Because we would still be meshubad there, so it's not just a nace, which is something which happened to our forefathers, it's something which is negeir to us, and it's negeir to the children, which explains why you're mechuyev to say over to your children. And because the whole yisoid of the chiyuv is, the chiyuv is to pass it on to your children, so he says, what would happen if, imagine, he says, if somebody comes along and says, well, actually, my children aren't here tonight. I'm a chacham, I know it all already. So I'm off the hook. Somebody else comes along with another reason why he's potter. Somebody else comes along with the reason why he's potter. He says, before you know it, there'll be a break in the chain of the Messiah. And he says, but the whole chi of Alayla is that it should be passed on. So the Baal HaGadah wanted to lay down that because the yisod of the chi of is regarded to Levincha, we were all part of it. We were part of it. Our children are part of it. They are mechuyev to know about it. And therefore, afilu kolonu chachomim kolonu nevoinim, we would still have to say over. Why? Because that's the only way to guarantee. There's no excuses. There's no p'turim. Everybody has to do this. And that's the way to guarantee that be'emes will be passed on forever. Because there's no such thing as anyone not doing this. He says, and this explains why we started with Avodim Ayinu, and then we asked before, it seems to go off the point. We talk about the Afilu Kolon HaChachomim, we talk about the Arba Abonim. So what's going on? What's this? He says, we're not going off the point. We never started with the story, and we never left the story. He says, we're just establishing the Chiyuv to say over the Haggadah on Leila Pesach. This explains the Va'afilu, and even were we to be Chachomim. We understood before that it sounded like separate pieces. Avodim Ayinu Lefari B'Mitzrayim. Then we said, had we not been taken out, we would be Meshubad. And then it sounded like the next chelik was really a standalone. Afilu Kolonu Chachomim, Kolonu Nevoinim, we would have to say over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Lechari, it doesn't really follow on from what we just said. Why does it say Va'afilu? The answer is it does follow on. Because our children were part of the Nes, and that's why we're Mechuyev to say over, even if there's nobody around. This is all part of the understanding that we want to guarantee the continuity of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim should go through the generations. So that's number one. Number one, we've established that the first chiluk of our God is just is explaining to us the chiyuv of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Leila Pesach. Now we come to part two. We have the chiyuv. We know we have the chiyuv. When is the chiyuv? Says the pasuk Bayoimahu. And that is the paragraph Yochel Merish Chodesh. The next chiluk of the Haggadah, the next paragraph is to explain when is the chiyuv. So again, the Baal HaGadah explains that it comes with Droshus, when we might have thought it's from, when it actually is from, but that is all based on the pasuk of Bayoimahu, the when is the chiyuv. And we end up saying B'Shar Shematzah Morim Melachim Lefonecho, that is the time of the chiyuv for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then we come to part three, which is the Ikka part, we can call it, of the Leila Seder, is Leimor, saying. And saying means Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is the beginning. What do we start with? Mitchilo. We start from the beginning. We go back to Terach. There's no question anymore about the chronological order being out of place. We start with the Avodim Ayinu, then we went backwards in the story. We never went backwards in the story. First we did one job, we were establishing the Chiyuv of Avodim Ayinu. That's why we have to talk about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And now we're going to start the story, and we start the story from the beginning. Mitchilo Evda Avodah Zarah. When we come towards the end of the third chelek, So we say kama malas toibos halachas kama v'kama. So really, says the Malbim, those paragraphs which go through many, many nisim and many things which we're grateful for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really belong right at the end, before the lefichach. He says, really, that's what gets us excited. We're going to say the halal. He says that should really be a preparation for the halal. So he asks, why was it placed before Rabbi Gamliel Hayyoimeh? So this is going to be answered by, first of all, because we're going according to the Seder of the Pasuk, the Baal HaGadol wasn't free to do what he wants and to put things in any order that he wanted to. So we're going to see that Rabbi Gamliel is placed exactly where he had to be placed. He says, and additionally, the reason why he's put before Rabbi Gamliel sounds like it's an interruption between the Kama Malis Tovis and the Lefichach. He says, really, it's not so shreh, because after the Baal HaGadol finishes telling us about the Sipur of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so he wanted to finish off with the other Nisim as well, things that were missed out, things that weren't mentioned in the actual Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that things that weren't mentioned in there, so then he puts them into the Halachas Kama V'Kama and into those two paragraphs. The fourth part of the Pasuk is Ba'avur Zeh, because of this. So for this, the Baal HaGadol brought the words of Rabbi Gamliel. And if you look carefully at the words of Rabbi Gamliel says, what do you have to say? Pesach Zeh. We don't say Pesach Zeh, Matzah Zeh, Morah Zeh. He uses the word Zeh because he's paralleling the words of the Pasuk of Ba'avur Zeh. So he says, Rabbi Gamliel he understood the Pasuk like this. V'gadot olavincha, .. Ba'avur Zeh. You have to tell your children, Ba'avur Zeh. You have to explain to your children why we're having these foods, why we're having these particular foods, and you explain to them the reasons. The matzah is al shem shapasach, the morah al shemor chayim. So each thing we explain the reason why we're having each particular food. So it's as if it says, regardless of levincha, ba'avur zeh, there's a chiyuv to tell your children about these foods, why you're having these foods. So one of the questions we asked is, what's the makor of Rabbi Gamliel? Says the Malbim, this is the Makor from this very Pasuk. He understood, V'gazatul avincha, ba'avur zeh. You're mechuyev to tell your children and to explain to them the reasons behind each of the things that we're eating on Leila Seder. The fifth division is Asa Hashem li, Hashem did to me, which this is the paragraph of Lefichach, Becholder of the Chayvodom, there is a Satsme kilhu yotzom in Mitzrayim, and the Pasuk that the Baal HaGadol brings is this Pasuk of Asa Hashem li. So again, the reason why it's placed over here is now understood, is because the Baal HaGadol is following this Pasuk, and this is where it comes in. At the beginning of the HaGadol, when it was mentioned, it was just to explain why we're saying the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Like we said, we have to establish why we're here tonight. So that's why we mentioned, Harayon Avoneinu Meshabod Meinu Lefar B'Mitzrayim, we would have still been there. That's not the Lefichach, that's there to explain why we're here. But at this point, the HaGadol will fulfilling this part of the Pasuk of Os HaShem Li. And the last part of the Pasuk is B'tzeisi Mitzrayim, which he says, that is the Halal, where we have B'tzeisi Yisrael Mitzrayim includes, it's called Halal HaMitzri, it's the Halal, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of Mitzrayim. So this explains the order of our God. We'll run through the questions quickly in a minute, but he says, going back to one of the things that we spoke about before, we said there's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. We said there's Machlokes, the Mishnah said, Maschilim Begnus. And the Gemara asked, "My bignus? What's the gnus?" And we said that there's machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Does it refer to avodah meyinah lefar b'mitzrayim? Does it refer to mitchila? And we asked, and then we said the Rishonim say that we do like both. And we asked, what does it mean you do like both? You're not really doing like both. You can either do like one or like the other. We also asked, does that mean that does Rav miss out the whole first section of the Haggadah, the first eight paragraphs? It wasn't so mistabas as the Malbim. Did Shmuel miss out mitchila? It's also a bit interesting to say he missed out. Says the Malbim be'emes, the machlokes isn't what we should say. There was no machlokes Rav and Shmuel what we should actually say in the Haggadah, and there's no machlokes about the order of how to say it. The machlokes is, the Mishnah says, maschilim bignus. The question is, what did the Mishnah mean when it said maschilim bignus? According to Shmuel, it refers to mitchila. He says it refers to the story of the Haggadah. Maschilim bignus refers to the chelik of the Haggadah when you're actually involved in the story, the third section, the lemo. That's what it's referring to. Rav says no. At the end of the day, we start with Avodah Meyinu. You're right, it's not the story. But we do start with Avodah Meyinu for the reason that the Malbim says. Because we start with that, it's Mestaba, the Tana of the Mishnah, when he says Maschina Begnus, he's referring to Avodah Meyinu. But La'olam, there's no machloikas what we should actually say. Rav and Shmuel said the same Haggadah Shal Pesach that we say. They also said both Chalokim. We also understand why the Haggadah Shal Pesach is called the Haggadah and not the Sippur. Because it's all based on the pasuk of Igadot Levincha. Let it be that there's other psukim which refer to it as Sippur. Chazal call it Sippur as well. But the pasuk says the pasuk that the whole Haggadah is based on is Igadot Levincha, which is Igadot, Eloshon of Haggadah. So that's why we call the Haggadah the Haggadah. And what is the difference between Leila Seder and all the other nights of the year? So now we can see that there's Yesodus Tikachiluk. On all the other nights of the year, there's a mitzvah lahazkir, there's a mitzvah to mention, to remember. There's no mitzvah to talk, to say over, to tell your children. On Leila Seder, the whole Yesod of the Chiyuv is to say over. And even when there's nobody to say over, you still have to say over. You have to say it b'derech sippur, because we want to guarantee the continuity of the story, that there should never be a generation where it's forgotten. So there's always a Chiyuv to say over, to talk about Sibi Yisrael Mitzrayim on Leila Seder, to ensure and to guarantee that it continues. The Malbim ends his Akdoma by saying that there's a machlokes. When exactly was the Haggadah written? Which stage of history was it written? So he says the last Tana to be mentioned in the Haggadah Shal Pesach is Rabbi Yehuda Hayoime, no, you know some Mem Simonim. He says that normally Rabbi Yehuda Stam refers to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, who was the Rebbe of Rebbe. He says the way one would normally understand, and the way he understood in his questions, that there's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel about what to say in the Haggadah Shal Pesach, so it would come out that Be'emes the Haggadah wasn't established the way we have it until much later on, until Rav and Shmuel. Rav was the Talmud of Rebbe. He says Shmuel was the doctor of Rebbe. So that's already two generations later. He says then you have a story in the Gemara. There was a story with Rav Nachman, and the Eved asked something, and he said, oh, you've parted us from asking Manishtano. And he said, and then he went in to say, like Shmuel did, he started from Avodah Mayinu. So Lecher, and the Gemara wants to, so we see, so it sounds like, still by the stage of Rav Nachman, things weren't yet established the way we have them, because the Gemara wants to prove from there who we hold like. He says, but Be'emes, he says, the way we've explained it, he says, Be'emes, there's no machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel also said the Haggadah like we said the Haggadah. The machlekes is only what's called the maschilim begnus. But there's no machlekes about what to actually say and how to say it. So it'll come out that the last Tana mentioned was Rabbi Huda. So Rebbe would have been, in the Bimei Rebbe, once it was established at that stage what to say, so then it would be Bimei Rebbe, that's when the Haggadah would have been written. He says, once we say that, he says, it's very mistabed that it was Rebbe himself who wrote it. He says, and it wasn't written, he says, Rebbe himself, like he wrote the Mishnayos, he also would have written the Haggadah. And he says, but Amos, the Haggadah is very similar in its style to a Mishnah. It doesn't bring any Amiroim. It's very Bekitzah. And he says, it's very mistabed that it was Rebbe himself who wrote the Haggadah Shal Pesach. So that just gives, according to what he's saying, a level of appreciation for where it comes from. I'll finish off with something he says. We say in the Haggadah, we talk about Va'at Orem Ve'Eriyo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take us out of Mitzrayim. Va'at Orem Ve'Eriyo, you were naked. Va'er Va'erayach Va'erich Mitzbeisesis B'damoich Va'emeloch B'damayich Chayi Va'emeloch B'damayich Chayi, which Chazal say refer to Dam Milah and Dam Pesach. So he says, I don't know who this was, Marino Rav Reb David Tevel of Kiddush Kedoshah Minsk, he says, came to visit me on Pesach. And he says, he asked me a question. He says, later on I found he had written this question in his Sefer, Pnei David, and there he's got an answer. He says, the question is, he says, the word Oroim, which means naked, so l'chayra, he says, when you're talking about missing something or not being clothed, so that it shouldn't be shayach to have a double expression. Naked is naked. If somebody's dressed, then you could say he's dressed and he's wearing more clothes. He's got some clothes on, he's got some more clothes on. But if you say that somebody doesn't have, so then l'chayra, that's nothing. You can't have a double nothing. So he says, what's this double loshon of Orem Ve'Eriyo? So first of all, the Malbim argues with this yesod that Orem means complete. He says he brings psukim, rayas, that it doesn't necessarily mean complete, it could mean partially. He says, but then he says he himself, when he found it in a safe, he found that he himself addresses these questions, but he says he answers them with derech rechoyko, so he wants to answer it in a different way. So he says, we have to understand why bechlal are mitzvahs nimshal to clothes. What's the connection between mitzvahs and clothes of a person that when they don't have mitzvahs, Klal Yisrael don't have mitzvahs, they're considered aron? He says, we know the story in the Gemara Menachos, when David HaMelech went into the Beis HaMerchatz, he saw himself aron. He says, Oili she'em oid aron b'li mitzvah, I've got no mitzvahs. But then he remembered the Bris Milah, Nisyash Vadatoy, and then when he came out, he said the Kapil Tilim, he said, Lam Natseach al Hashminis Mizma Ledovid, which refers to the Bris Milah which was given the Yom Hashmini. So what's the pshat? He says like this, he says, every mitzvah which a person does, he says, you always need to come onto something in order to do your mitzvah. You want to have a mitzvah of mezuzah, you have to have a house to do the mitzvah of mezuzah. Lulav, you need to have a lulav. Matzah, you need to have the matzah. You can't just, it's not toil on your guf itself, you need to come on to something outside of yourself in order to fulfill the mitzvah. He says, Memeilu, when David HaMelech came into the Merchatz, and he saw that he was nifrat, he was separated from anything outside of himself, so he realized he's Orem in our mitzvahs. He's not shaykh to mitzvahs at all, because mitzvahs always need to come onto something outside the guf. He says, but then he realized he had Bris Milah. Bris Milah is a mitzvah which is on the guf, which taka doesn't need to come onto anything else. So he says, that's why David HaMelech, that's why he was nispayis, and he was able to, and that's why he said he thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this mitzvah which he had, which taka didn't need to come onto anything else. He says, that's why mitzvahs are nimshal to clothes, because clothes are something which a person wears, they're on him, but they're separate from him. So he says that, when David HaMelech said, we say in the Agadah, v'at orim v'eriyah, he says, orim means taka naked. So he was naked without anything else, naked without any mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that Klal Yisrael were naked without any mitzvahs. Not only that, but they were also eriyah. So orim refers to being naked without clothes, without anything outside of the guf, without the things that a person needs away from himself, but to cover himself. But not only were they Orim, not only did they have not, they didn't have the tziruf, they didn't have things joined onto them, they were also Eriyo, which is a Loshon of Erva. They didn't even have the mitzvah of Bris Milah, they had nothing. They didn't even have what David HaMelech had. They didn't even have the mitzvah, which is Shebaguf. So for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them two mitzvahs. One was the mitzvah of Pesach, and the other one was the mitzvah of Milah. This was the Hashlam, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them, in order that they should have the schus to leave Mitzrayim. All right. Yeah.